Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Yep. Back on July 6th, you were just cleaning up your 4th of July party. Maybe you went out and saw fireworks the night before for any community that decided on July 5th that you were going to hang out in your lawn chair and sit around, and then realize in the background, the Guardians were losing that night to Detroit 1-0. And you were like, oh man, that there's no hope. And then the next day was Sunday. And on that afternoon game, the Guardians took to the field. They were at home. They played Detroit again. They lost 7-2, and you looked for the first time and you looked at games back in the standings and you said, up 15.5 back on July 6th. On Monday, July 7th against Houston, as the team traveled down to the land of cheaters, they lost 7-5. Probably got hit by a train that was going through the outfield that night. You may have, or maybe not. And they were still 15.5 back. And then on Tuesday, July 8th, while the team was still in Houston, they won that game 7-5, by the way, but they were still 15.5 back. On Tuesday, July 8th, still in Houston, they advanced their record to 42-48, six games under 500 with a 10-6 win. Yet, that GB column, games back, still red, 15.5 back on the Detroit Tigers in the American League Central. So as your depression started to set in with little hope...
Is this you narrating the championship DVD? Like, is this your tryout for this?
I think so.
Okay.
And
anyway,
with little hope in your way, you woke up the next day knowing that they were having a pretty good series against Houston. On Wednesday, July 9th, they won 4-2. On Friday, July 11th, they won 4-2. Back-to-back wins. And suddenly that team that had pondered the depths of destruction of being 15.5 games back seemed to be on their way back. But if your friends looked at you and said, you think they have any chance in the Central, they laughed at you. Ha, 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 they said. And then about 2 weeks ago, your little friend, Uncle Andy around here, said, you know what's crazy? They're still 10 back, but for some reason, they have six games against the Tigers, and I wonder if they would have a shot to get back in this thing. And miraculously, on September 6th, they beat Tampa Bay 3-2, and they were 10 games back. Then, on September 7th, a young man named Messick with his family hanging out in the stands in Tampa Bay cheered him on to victory, 2-1, and now they were 9 games back. And to make sure this story doesn't take the entire 4 hours, I flash forward to Tuesday night, September 16th. They entered the gigantic, cavernous grounds in Detroit. Trying to think of a better way, of Comerica Park.
Comerica.
And they walked out victorious 7-5. And you thought to yourself, there's no way they're going to have a chance to win the Central. And yet the next day, Wednesday of this week, your hopes, your glory, your euphoria told you maybe they can, and walked away with a 4-0 win as the diabolical front office switched around the starting rotation and had Gavin Williams step out on the mound. And then they found themselves 4.5 back. And then yesterday, Bybee came through with a 3-1 win. And look at that team that we talked about, those youngsters at the 4th of July holiday who were 15.5 back, now find themselves 3.5 back. And our journey continues into the last week of the season and 6 minutes into a story that we already knew yet needed to be compelled to walk back down that track to say, holy, I can't believe Schmidt would be good in this instance. Schmidt! They're only 3.5 games back, and if they can win a certain combination of four games, they could win the American League Central and have the greatest comeback in the history of the game. Whew. How was our story, son? Is it unwritten, or are we going to be devastated by the end of the week?
Well, first and foremost, well done by you. That was wonderful. I would put you in the championship DVD if it happens to come that way.
Man, I hope it happens. Don't you?
Oh, God, yeah.
Can't you feel it?
Oh, God, yeah. This is a big movie, kids. This is my big plea to Guardians fans right now. Put both of your feet in the sand and enjoy the moment. Don't look any further than what's in front of you. Enjoy the moment. You are in September. You are playing meaningful September baseball. It's a playoff chase, and you're cooking. And you're winning. You're, what is it now, 12 of 13 games, I believe, they've won? Like, you're cooking in the right direction. So enjoy every last bit of what's happening right now with this team. Can they make it? Yeah.
Wait a minute. At the beginning of the week, you said, no, I don't think they're going to do it. Everybody in their right mind was correct. There's just no way you would think that they were going to do this.
I still don't totally think so. I still think they're going to sadly be on the outside looking in because I think the hill's a little too high to climb. But I want to be wrong. And I want to be proven wrong, and I want it to get thrown in my face, because if it's getting thrown in my face, that means we're having a party. And it means that we're having a good old time here, and we know that, you know, whomever is coming into town for a three-game series, and we're going to be biting our fingernails throughout a three-game series in postseason baseball, which is what we all want out of this whole thing. I'll tell you, this has been an awesome
ride. We could end up going back to Detroit, right, for the next two? Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. If they end up with the second-best record, you're going back to Detroit. This run has been unbelievable. And Zach Meisel wrote an awesome piece in The Athletic about this Guardians run. And it's very tongue-in-cheek on top of it, basically with pronunciation guides to every player that's on here, so that for those of you who are just hopping on the bandwagon, you know where we've been this whole time.
Come on, we're all bandwagon. Who cares?
Oh, I know.
Hop on.
It's so good. They have been so good in this run. So I went and picked, I did what I do best, which is numbers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I picked August 25th, which was when they came off of that sweep. The Rangers swept them, right? Mm-hmm. And we were all in the dumps. It was August 25th. That's where they go to win 2 of 3 from the Rays and get on this big run from there.
Yeah, did I say 9 games? I meant 10 games. Keep going. Sorry.
From that moment, the starting pitching has had 23 games. They've thrown 206 innings with a 2.75 ERA. Rolling, like absolutely rolling this team. The bullpen, if you want to throw them in too, they have thrown 64 innings in that span with a 2.88 ERA. Rolling. This pitching staff has carried this team to this point once again. They caught fire at the right time. The six-man rotation is brilliant. Steven Vogt was onto something when he decided we're going six-man rotation. Cantillo has been awesome. Bibee has figured some things out. He talked to the media about that. I don't know if you wanted to get to that here, maybe a little bit later on, of what Bibee had to say. about how he was able to turn some of this stuff around.
Go for it.
But Bybee, it was really funny. It was in Meisel's piece as well, and then he talked about it afterwards. And it was basically on what has turned around and happened, and what he pointed to was something you wouldn't see, and it involves a guy who was sent down to AAA. This is Tanner Bybee after the game.
After Joey's went eight innings, one of his starts, and I was like, dude, like, what was the difference? And he was like, well, I was throwing a lot of fastballs. And I was like, oh. And I kind of thought about it, and I was like, that makes a lot of sense. And then that's what I did against the White Sox. And then after the first inning, or the first two innings, I started doing it, and then, okay, let's go back to it.
What's the difference between a fastball and a fastball?
The mentality behind it, man. I mean, I feel like sometimes you throw a heater, and you're like, oh, I don't want this to get hit. But when you throw, like, a fastball, it's like, hit it. I dare you.
I think we all need one of those in our lives, don't we? We all should be able to throw that. You know, the other part of this, too.
So Greg Williams, come get some fastball.
Yeah, and so I agree. But I don't know if you've noticed this, but since, I think it's over the last eight games, they've scored either three or four runs in every one of those games. They had one game, I think, where they had seven in that stretch. And even the game before, they only had two. They won that game, and they had scored 10 the night before that. So, I mean, you just kind of... You look at what they've been able to do, and I'm just taken aback by what they've been able to do. And I'm having fun, and that's the other thing, too. And by the way, ESPN, I think they started the week at like 7% chance or 8% chance of making the playoffs. Do you see where they are this morning?
Do we have to go Han Solo? Do we need to go Han Solo?
Sure, go ahead.
Never tell me the odds.
Well, you want to know them?
You're gonna go
what I just saw?
Sure.
24% chance of making the playoffs now.
Never tell me the odds.
Okay, I won't there,
huh? I'm going Han Solo in the asteroid field. Never tell me the odds.
Man, what a day. Okay, so I want to talk about this with you. I want to get into this. I want to know what you think about the Guardians. I know we've spent like the last month and a half, 2 months, year, deflecting and talking about the Browns and where they are at this point. But, man, the Guardians deserve your attention right now. And let's see what they can do this weekend against Minnesota. Because when they come back home next week, man, it could be one rowdy time down at the ballpark, and it could be awesome. But do you believe in this team, and do you think they can do it? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. That is the number to call in. Matt Wilhelm is going to join us in the next hour. We'll give you a little bit of a preview as we get ready to see the Packers and Browns play on Sunday, a game you'll be able to listen to right here on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.